Hi guys.
Hello, we're back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
After we just talked for like an hour.
I know, it's like, how have you been? And we recapped and caught up with life.
Yeah, so we're super excited. Oh, I said it. I hate when people say super excited. Because people say that.
We're kind of excited.
I need to sit close because I have a quieter voice and it won't.
And you should actually hold it.
Yeah.
I yell.
We've learned a few things since our last.
There you go.
Time, but we just really wanted to come back to this space, this place where we consistently like met up with each other and mm-hmm. posted and shared little pieces of our lives. And so today we're just sharing kind of why we're back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we supposed to look at a camera?
We can look. Hi.
Hi.
So we're video recording and we're audio recording.
Yes.
Because you know, we have to have all the forms.
All the things.
So,
yeah.
So, we're going to try to keep this one brief, but just talk a little bit about like what's been weighing on your heart, what's mm-hmm. been kind of encouraging or pushing you back towards the Tiff and Hyde platform, podcast, blog, whatever we want to call it. So,
you I don't know. You go first.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just miss you.
I know. I was like, selfishly, this is the way we could get together.
Yes, yes, yes. So I just miss your energy. I miss your, just having your presence in my life. And I
Aww.
Think this is a way to like reach back out and do that and have a plan behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because everything else, like if it doesn't have purpose, you and I are kind of like,
Yeah.
So if it's just, hey, let's meet up for dinner or let's grab a drink, there's like a ton of other things we could be doing, so that we don't make that a priority. But mm-hmm. this, I feel like, will make a priority.
Yes.
But other than that, just like getting to hang out with you, I think I feel like every platform that I'm on, Instagram, Facebook, all of the social media sites exist almost to sell us something.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's always something trying to be sold. And I'm guilty of it. Like, all my shop is on all of that
yes.
stuff, too. And I just want to step back into the space and provide a voice of, like, realness and
mm-hmm.
something that's, like I just said, purposeful and meaningful and real. That's not like, hey, buy this t-shirt today because it's going to make your life better.
Yes.
When it's, I don't know, just something deeper, I guess,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm longing for. So that's one reason.
I think, I was going to say the same thing, but
oh
I was like,
gosh.
That sounds so selfish. But I think also the cool thing, like, because someone listening might be like, well, why don't they go out to dinner, but they'll do a podcast or,
yeah.
so
I mean, we...
to get on that track, I think it's crazy because however, like I know in the past I've struggled with, status of like friendship
mm-hmm.
or relationship. So it's like, you have the people that are always together all the time. And then you have friends that, like, you don't get to talk to. Or then you have the friends that are clingy and needy. And then you have the friends, too, that you feel kind of left out, like FOMO. And what's so cool about us
mm-hmm.
is we can go a month without seeing each other or even, like, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the minute you call, I'm not like, I wonder what she was doing. She didn't call me. Like, we literally pick up where we left off. There's
right.
no expectations. And, like, we're just confident in our friendship, you know? And so I think that's the cool thing too, is it's like there's no effort
mm-hmm.
needing to be made. So I think
yeah.
there's some friendships where you're like, she really needs me right now. I need to like pursue that. And then you pursue it even if you're tired or things like that, because you know your friend needs you.
Yeah.
Where I think for both of us, we're both really independent. We're busy. We have our priorities like
mm-hmm.
really in line, where it's, if it's sacrificing, we're not going to say yes to something that is going to be a negative effect
right.
on our family or friends
mm-hmm.
or lifestyle. So I think it's really cool that this is almost like, okay, we're going to be committed and do this, where I think honestly some nights we're like, hey, dinner sounds great, but I'm just going to chill, or I'm
yeah.
exhausted
yeah.
or with the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then there's other friends where it's like you feel like you're letting them down,
mm-hmm.
so you want to follow through with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a nice space for us to be like, okay, this is, we're going to do good. And then the benefit is seeing each other. So,
right.
I think the same thing for me, which before, like looking back, it's interesting because you were in the counseling world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you were with people all the time And so you going on this new business adventure was a different switch. Mm-hmm. And your mindset, just everything was like a complete turnaround.
It has wrecked my life.
You know, then when I think back at the place I was, it was like, I've been in my career for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's like with every client in my chair, I definitely connect with them. But like, I was longing for something more deeper where, you know, that's kind of where it came up and came across. And then you got busy with work. And just doing things that are uncomfortable and unknown and hard.
Learning.
Yeah. And so me and my like comfortable and not stretching myself in my career, it was super easy. But I think I'm missing that again, you know, where it's like the people, I've taken a break off of scrolling through social media, but the people that I do, if I get on, it's, I'm hungry for something. Mm-hmm. It's not trying to keep up with what someone in town is doing or what so-and-so's family is up to or what vacation. It's like, I'm hungry for like depth, you know? And I think just if I'm desiring it, surely other people are too. And I think for me, growth comes from being real and vulnerable and like talking about it. Mm-hmm. And so there's just been so much change over the last year or two that I'm excited to kind of like share what I've learned and where I've grown.
Yeah.
And just to like speak up and encourage other girls. Cause I think that's my happy place.
Yes.
It's like people and being real and just being a helper.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for you to start sharing some of that because I've kind of gotten to witness like you stepping away and just some changes that I've seen you like very intentionally like make in your life, and it's super, super inspiring. And I think a lot of girls will gain something from that, which kind of is what you touched on before, is my second why or my second like thing that I would want to get out of this or bring to this is that the brokenness still exists. Like,
absolutely.
And I think for us, you and hair and me in fashion, like we see how fixing the outside or making the outside prettier is a thing. But the brokenness on the inside is still there. Mm-hmm. And I think, and some of, like, even the other night when we were at the football game, just conversations that we've had together or independently with women that have come into our paths are that, you know, girls aren't seeing friendships evolve, change, grow, become ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to share how ours has and like be totally vulnerable and share like going through like changes makes you better. It's
totally.
Almost like a it's like a marriage.
It is. I know. I'm staring at your eyes and I'm like, should we look at the camera? Because we're just like looking at each other.
So I think, and maybe it's because I'm not married, like I look at my relationships with friends so much, I don't know, that's probably a dumb statement, but just I just look at things and I'm like, we've grown so much,
we
and
have.
I'm so proud of it.
Yes.
And I just love that we can share that with people. And I want young girls to know that that's normal. Like, just because, like, a friendship changes, a girl moves away or whatever, it doesn't mean, and it just means you get to grow together, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, and I think also just acknowledging, like, to not find your value or your worth.
Yes.
Through friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I didn't have God to turn to and just tools to help me in hard times, like
totally grounded
beyond friends,
in that.
Like that would be hard. So when you literally run to worldly things that the world tells you to like create your worth, like it's disappointing
because people will fail you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Things don't last. Happiness doesn't last. Experiences don't last. They all expire. And you know, it'll be funny, like, just to go back and talk about things, but even just leaning in, like, whenever I've done something to upset you, and it's not even upsetting, it's like, hey, this kind of triggered me weird, or, and it's like, at first I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like suffocating, like, oh my gosh, she's mad at me, like, but it's really communicating, and it's like, that's what's healthy in marriage and friendships, and it's so true. There's something, and I was talking to my friend this weekend about it, it's something so interesting that when there is a change in a friendship, whether someone has a baby and you don't, or someone gets divorced or they move, or lifestyle changes and your kids are in different things, like if there's something that comes up that causes a shift in that friendship, it's easier to just cancel that friendship
than it is
to like lean in and acknowledge, you know. But there is so much, it's like a sweet spot when you do lean in.
Yeah.
And you learn and grow so much, you know. So I think, yeah, that will be really cool to kind of touch base. And it's been cool to see you.
Yeah.
Because before you were like, girl, support girl.
Yeah.
Like, counseling bubble. And I'm like, girl, I have been a hairstylist for like...
You have seen like...
I don't even want to say it. I literally graduated from hair school in 2005. That's almost 20 years. There's no way I'm old enough to say that. Like, and most stylists are like, I've been doing hair for so many years, I like will avoid it because that just ages me.
Oh my gosh.
But it's like, it's a crucial world out there.
Mm-hmm.
If girls are in an unhealthy space of the environment or even like in their hearts, it's a competitive world.
Mm-hmm.
It's constant. I'm not competitive. I don't have a bone to be competitive. Like, it drives my husband crazy. And it's like, I saw that, even though I don't, like, get to that, but, like, I knew it was out there, and it was, like, you were this innocent little sweet girl opening a business and thinking, like,
yeah,
no, everyone can be for everyone, and it can be, but it's a tough
world. Not without boundaries.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's a tough world out there to pursue that, because...
I've learned it. Yeah. I'm learning it. I will never say I've learned it. I'm learning it.
No, but it's cool to see you walk through it, because you... I think you were in a bubble thinking it was so easy, and it's like, well, why wouldn't it? Like, let's just get everyone on board. And then you kind of get hurt and burned, or you just see different opinions and thoughts of people.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't to you, but you just see people choose to
do life very true. I feel like we could do a whole episode.
Yes. But you're still following that mission and pursuing it and just creating boundaries.
With boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's easy just to be like, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm just not going to try to reach out.
And yeah.
So leaning in is hard.
It's very hard. It's the hardest thing sometimes. It's kind of like what you were just talking about with pursuing, you know, the hard people or the hard situations. But with boundaries and with wisdom, you learn to do it or not.
Yeah.
And you just do the best you can. So.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about all of those. And it's even weird looking back at our posts on Instagram. Like, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that
was like a whole different
person in both those pictures. And I think looking back, it's a cool space where I'm sure you'll agree, but speaking for myself, like, it's an outlet. Like, I'm a big journaler, but like, I can post on Instagram and not care about my grammar or like it to make sense. It's just my thoughts. But it's a space where, you know, it's not my family Instagram, and it's not my business where I'm trying to gain clients.
Right.
Let's be honest, any business account is to provide for your family and your income. It is truly a spot where we, like, my focus is like, can this experience help someone else out?
Yeah.
Even if I'm going to get mocked, even if I'm going to get made fun of, even if I'm going to get like a screenshot of my post sent to another person because they think I'm ridiculous. If it's going to help one girl out, it's so worth it. And so it's really neat just to have a space where I can just put myself out there. And honestly, it's scary to put yourself out there. So even knowing every time I'm posting or I'm sharing, it's kind of stretching myself. And to be honest, it's been a lot easier to be off of it than on it. So when you messaged me and you're like, hey, if you ever want to get back, I was like, oh my gosh, because I had been waiting for the day you'd ask me to get back on. But now just being, I don't know, mature in some thinking and being not naive in areas, like, to be honest, I like, of course, the 7 of Enneagram in me is like, heck yeah, let's do it. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Like, healthy Heidi is like, okay, this is going to come with some awkwardness. This is going to come with, like, going under layering of, like, hurt in the past or just admitting my faults and my wrongs. But it's easier to avoid that platform than to, like, be on it.
Right.
And so then just even that hesitation was like, I probably need to do this, you know? And it's hard to put yourself out there.
Well, and I think a couple things popped into my head when you were talking. It's healthy to take a break. It's healthy to step away. We need to normalize people not being on social media all the time. That is okay. That is healthy. And then the other thing is, I listen to this podcast. I keep going back to a married couple.
But,
like, they talk about how their podcast it helps me, like it helps the listeners, but it also helps them.
Absolutely.
And so I think for you and I to sit down and just talk through experiences, conversations, ideas, everything that's in our head, like it really does help us too. So.
It does. And I think too, like even when we, if you're listening, we did a She event, it started 4 years ago.
Yeah, ish, yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. And so we did it together 1 year, and then the next year, like, I'm gonna take a different path. Like, you supported me, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then same with the next couple of years, and I'm gonna try to, like, drag you by your feet to be involved again. Not that you weren't involved, but that will be a later episode. But it was just funny, even as I spit, doing that second year, you were there, but everyone was like,
oh,
are you guys friends?
Yeah, thought the
what
worst.
Happened? Like, even us just, like, slowly getting off Instagram. Or your store moving out of our suites.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys still friends? Or what's going on? Is Tiffany okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, it's not a breakup. We're just not going to do it right now. Like,
right.
It is crazy how...
And I think you and I, like, getting to know each other over the years, like, events... You love them. Like, it
yes.
is something you're really good at, and it's not something I'm really good at. It's something that you get energy from. It's
yeah.
something that I feel like takes energy from me.
Yes.
So we've just learned that we're different, and that's okay.
Absolutely.
Totally okay. But I think maybe not explaining that to people was... I didn't have the words to explain it yet.
But
maybe.
I think also, too, we weren't offended.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't affect us. Like, I wasn't mad at you. I was
right.
sad.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. But it wasn't like, there was like a knife in
yeah.
my back.
Yeah.
But I think it was just kind of like, okay, well, I want to keep this thing going.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to still support me. Like, there was no like
and
darkness.
And it's a great event. And
but
it was
it is
mission.
Funny because
yeah.
people probably were like, what the heck?
Yeah. And even like the business, like it's awesome to get to spend every day with one of your best friends when you're in business. But also like, you have to make business decisions. You have to grow up and be a big girl.
For sure.
And that was really hard. That's been a big change. Being completely by myself is hard. But, you know, we'll talk about
oh, yeah.
all
of that. Because
if
you're listening, Tiffany was my client.
Yes.
And quit counseling and opened up a salon. Or
a salon.
opened up a store.
A store.
And she started in the suites here at Roots. And then she went from a small room to a bigger room. And now she has her own brick and mortar. So... We were together every day.
Yeah.
And that is hard. It's good and bad.
Was I here for 3 years? 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. So, it's been a big change. But
yeah.
We're still
here.
I
used to buy clothes and you'd bring them when you got your hair done
yeah.
in a bag, which is fun. So, yeah, this, I think it's just talking real life and just being honest and vulnerable and, yeah, just think, just encourage girls to be... real and lean in on the hard stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be back. So
I know. So we'll be trying to do video. We haven't forgot about you. Hi.
Yeah.
We'll get better at this, but we're like, we have a plan and we have dates that we're getting together.
Yes.
So you guys, we've grown up.
So mature.
Trying to be organized.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we have some special things planned.
Yeah.
She will probably be happening.
Things in the works.
Don't ask me today because I don't know anything. I'll just make it happen within a couple of days.
Yeah.
But we are doing something super special for some girls and keep posted and we'll go into more details later.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Bye, girls.
Where are you?